She's a good girl. And I've got a secret. At American June, our good girls go to heaven by bringing their bad girls with them.
Y'all, I am literally recording this on my phone in bed because I have not been able to move for the past like 48 hours. If you watch my show, Let's Be Honest, on Pop Austin Media, I seemed fine then, and then slowly started to deteriorate after I left there and have just been so sick. And unfortunately, it's been that kind of sick where like you literally can't even sit up, let alone like try to record a podcast. So this morning was the first morning, and it's Saturday morning, that I've been able to take a shower and sit up, kind of. Although technically I'm still laying in bed. But at least I'm showered and somewhat alive. And I promised you an episode. And I fulfill my promises to my good girls and to my listeners. And I do have a lot to say as I embark on a new birth year. If you listened to my birthday suit confessions during the last episode, a lot of new learnings. Of course, many more to come this year. Hopefully, some learnings come from more positive happenings as opposed to learning things the hard way. You'll have to excuse me. I'm still not like totally better, obviously. But I didn't want to leave y'all hanging because this is an important episode. As I said, as I become, you know, entering a new birth year, which I really like to think about the years in that way, as opposed to calendar years, because that's how I see myself grow from year to year personally. I mean, obviously economic changes will impact my life, but I like to talk more about personal growth on this show. And I've decided, and I've said this before in the past, and I've failed at this mission. I will admit I have failed, but this year I will not fail at getting my power back. This is the year. This is the year. This is not just Hot Girl Summer, though you know I love to reference that because to me, Hot Girl Summer means really bringing a strong voice back to the female community and making women feel comfortable in their own skin. Summer is always a more challenging time for that because it's hot AF, especially in Texas. And when it's 105 degrees, you don't really want to be wearing a lot of clothes, right? Or you're in a bathing suit a lot of the time. And that's when I find more women tend to fixate on body dysmorphia or compare themselves to others when there aren't as many clothes involved and pick apart their bodies. And so I think that that's what Hot Girl Summer means to me. But it's going further than that. This is the year I'm taking my power back. You're going to hear me say it probably a billion times because I want it to be ingrained in everyone's head. And if you need to do the same, if you haven't already done this in your life or you lost your power and you need to get it back, I am here for you. I'm along for the ride. Let's do it together because the past 3 years, I've definitely lost my power or bits of it. And I've put on a brave face and I have acted strong to the world. When at the same time, I have also hit some of the lowest lows, which I know you know about some of them, but it's been hard to maintain consistency. It's been hard to maintain constant like positivity and finding the silver lining, though I always try my best to do so. But this year, I'm taking my motherfucking power back. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking my power back. And like, what does that mean really, right? Well, first of all, it means believing in myself fully, not just in what I'm capable of, not just being confident in my own skin, but also not allowing others to negatively impact how I view myself. I believe I spoke about my boyfriend's ex, you know, talking poorly about my body. And I let it like affect me and I cried because I kept looking at that part of my body thinking, oh my God, is she right? Is this not cute? And I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, I'm not going to allow other people's to plant these seeds of doubt in my mind. Most recently, I actually applied for a part-time job because, as y'all know, I am still going through my divorce and it has not been settled yet. And I've only been doing part-time work because of my daughter. And I've been focusing, kind of doing like part-time stay-at-home mom type stuff and part-time work, like in the field, like working for somebody else since closing my store. And so I wanted to just get another part-time job. So like, you know me, I always like to stay busy. I like to have like five jobs at once. And so I wanted to just be like in retail. I wanted to be like back out there. If I don't have my store anymore, I wanted to be just talking to people again on a daily basis, like clients that come in, helping to style them, getting back to doing the things that I love. Even if it is, you know, an entry-level retail job, like that doesn't bother me. I'm not too good for any job, no matter how much experience I have or how old I am, which is one thing I run into a lot. People just be like, you're overqualified. And while I'm flattered, I'm only overqualified just because I've lived longer than most of the people interviewing me. with age comes experience. And anyway, I got a part-time job as a sales associate. They like to call them stylists there, which was a bit of trickery when I applied for the job because I thought it was like a genuine like stylist role. Meaning like I'd be styling, like merchandising the store, styling private clients. I didn't know what they meant by styling, but I certainly didn't think they meant like sales associate. But again, totally fine with that. And so I go for the interview, and what I actually loved the interview style. It was not an interview. It was very much like, hey, let's just have a conversation. We already know that you're qualified. You started your own business. You own your own retail store. We know you have that experience. You clearly like know how to talk to customers and run a business. So let's just make sure it's a good fit, right? Let's have a chat. Like, and I even brought like a styling book with me to show examples of how I would style their product. Interview went amazingly. I had my first day. Spent the whole day working side by side with my manager training. Wonderful first day. And I thought to myself, hey, this really isn't my jam. It was more of a Western vibe. It's like a boot store. And you know me, I'm more of like a Bratz doll, like Dolls Kill kind of vibe. Like a Barbie Quinn, if you will. But I was like, you know what? Like, let me expand my horizons. Let me meet new people. It'll be great. I'll learn something new and get to be around different people. And I've never been in footwear before. So, you know, just make this a more well-rounded fashion experience. First day, like I said, it went great. We got along really well. We had some good sales. I participated in them. I felt comfortable talking to the customers, even though I hadn't really worked in footwear before. Close up the shop. That's a Monday. My next shift is until Friday. Come in Friday. The owner is there, or I think she's the owner, like whoever she is, she's very important in the company because they are a multi-location business. And no one like really told me like, A, that she was going to like be there, B, that like the CEO, so I guess it is like, or investor, or so I guess it is like more than just like a one location boutique, you know, it is like some corporation of some sort. No one told me they were going to be there and that you had to change the way that you dressed and spoke or whatever, basically change your personality to fit theirs when they're there. So it's Pride week or Pride month, really. But like we're in the center of Pride month, right? And it's almost like kind of coming to an end, although Pride is year round, obviously, but I just mean like the designated month. And so the whole street that is full of stores is littered with rainbows and flags and colorful things. And so I decided to wear my favorite color, which happens to be bright pink, hot pink. And so I wore this more athletic style, one shoulder, hot pink dress. It was totally appropriate, like went down to my knees, like nothing was showing in that regard. I had a silk blouse that had some pinks and blues in it, more of like a retro style pattern that I was going to tie over top. And in support of like Pride Month. And I was even going to suggest like, hey, do we want to put like a rainbow flag or we could put like a little rainbow trail like leading up to the front door to show our support since all the other stores around us like had something except for us. Well, I actually got asked. I met the owner for, we'll call her the owner. I met her for literally 2 seconds and she sent me home to change. I guess my hot pink dress was just too pink for her. So it's 105 degrees outside. I had actually walked from my car that I parked, like, let's just say a 15-minute walk. So I was like dying, like dripping sweat, swimming in sweat. And now I'm being told I need to go home and change, which I know means I need to walk all the way back to my car, then drive to my apartment. Thankfully, everything's pretty close, but like the walking in the heat, then getting in my hot car, I wanted to cry. I also wanted to cry, like, because I just don't like someone telling me that, like, I can't wear a certain color because they don't like that color. Like, I have to fit into a certain kind of box for them. That's just not a company that I want to work for personally. So as I'm now going on this journey to go home and change, because in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, it's only my second day. Let's not make rash decisions here. I'll go home and change. I'll make them happy. And let's see how the day goes working with this new person. So I go home and change, which was quite the ordeal. I finally come back. I even brought like a little gift that I had from my showroom. I made these hats, which if you look at my website, you good girls, which I don't believe you, many of you are, but I do have a website that has merchandise on it where you can also listen to podcast episodes. And I made these hats that say not subtle because I believe that I was made not to be subtle, hence the hot pink dress. So I thought it'd be a cute little gift to give her one of the hats as like, hey, now that you've gotten to know me, like, you know that where this is coming from, like who I am. This is a piece of who I am. I'm loud, I'm proud, I'm colorful, and that's part of my personality. So here I am walking back to up to the store with gift in tow, and my manager meets me outside before I can even step back foot into the store and tells me that the owner told her she has to let me go because I just simply don't fit the vibe of the store. And my jaw was like on the floor. I'm like, not to like toot my own horn and not to put anybody down, but like I was light years beyond qualified for this job. And if anything, I was offended that they told me to go home and change, but I was trying to be the bigger person. And even though I knew deep down, there was like an inkling inside of me that this wasn't the place for me, because it kind of goes against everything I stand for by telling people that they have to dress a certain way. But I was like, you know what? Don't quit. A, so soon, B, like on a weekend shift, because I was booked Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I knew from the interview process that those were their busiest days, and I didn't want to leave the rest of the team hanging, because I know how that feels, especially in the restaurant industry. One person calls out, and now the rest of you are running around like chickens with your heads cut off, and it impacts the entire team, and in that kind of heat, that's the last thing you want, is to be racing all around because one person, you know, was an asshole. So I thought, you know what, I'm also booked for a shift on Monday. I'll talk to them about it on Monday when it's a bit slower and maybe we just decide together this isn't like the best fit for me. But no, before I even have a chance to do that, before I even have a chance to give the owner a gift and explain where I'm coming from and just introduce myself properly to give her a little insight into who I am, they don't even let me step foot back inside the store. So to me, it was very offensive. It was very, I tried to explain like the reasoning behind me wearing what I was wearing. I felt very discriminated against. I am bisexual. I'm part of the Pride community, LGBTQ+ community. And I think, first of all, you can be a part of that community by being a supporter. You don't have to have put a label on yourself. But I just personally have done that. And I felt very discriminated against. I felt like this was a dictatorship. Like, if you don't fit into this box, you cannot work here, which is unethical as far as I'm concerned. And I noticed that even that day, my manager, who on my first day was wearing like a white crop top, was dressed like totally differently because I guess she knew the owner was going to be there. So I just didn't get the memo that we all needed to dress like matronly, Western, neutral colors when the owner's there. But again, I digress. I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm not trying to say that that style is bad. It's just not my style. What I'm trying to say is if you're going to have like a mission statement that is actually printed on your website that says things like, we set out to create an original design to make your boots as unique as you are. You are unique and should always stand out from the crowd. Meanwhile, with a mission statement or what are they called? I'm drawing a blank right now. But they're like buzzwords, which I know is not the right term. I'm just like still so sick and out of it. But freedom, individuality, and independence. Like that is literally plastered on their website as for what they stand for. Can someone please tell me how wearing too much pink falls in line with their morals of freedom, individuality, and independence, and that we should always stand out from the crowd? Because let me tell you, if you lined up those employees, no one was standing out from nobody. Maybe their personalities were, maybe their faces were, but when it comes to fashion, their outfits certainly weren't. So, so if you're local to Austin, actually they are not just in Austin, they're multi-location, they're across the country. And so I'm going to have to say we are officially canceling Freebird. I will no longer support them as a company. My friends and family will no longer support them as a company until I actually get like a formal apology or they change their mission statement to actually be truthful about who they really are and call themselves like a Western company. I'm going to have to go ahead and boycott them and cancel them. They do not stand for our mission of inclusiveness and kindness and true individuality. So I'm taking my power back and I have no problem shouting from the rooftops that I do not support them. And these are things that maybe I'd be afraid to say in the end because I'd be like, oh no, like, I don't know what free words could possibly do. It's freedom of speech. Okay. And I'm just telling you, I'm just speaking to a factual personal experience. So I'm really like not saying anything bad about them per se. I'm just saying from my opinion, they don't actually execute on their mission and they were extremely discriminatory towards me. So if you support Barbie Quinn, I find it very hard to believe that you would want to support a store like Freebird. Plus, like, who names their store after a burrito place? And by the way, there's a Freebird's burrito, like, two doors down from the Freebird boot store. So that's, like, just a little embarrassing, I think. But anyway, I certainly don't want to be anywhere where I'm not welcome or where I'm being judged. And it really wasn't a good fit. So at the end of the day, a blessing is a blessing in disguise. But it's a blessing nonetheless. And maybe something amazing is just around the corner and I wouldn't run into it had I been there. So the silver lining I shall find in all of this. And as I speak about taking my power back, the last person I thought I'd really mention here is probably the most important person to take my power back from. And it's actually myself. And I mean that in not just a form of being a mom and letting go of what I call like the mom guilt, because that can strip your power so fast and so strong, like it will strip you to bare bones if you let it control you. Because if you let it, you'll think that every little thing that you do every single day is not good enough. And it can eat away at you to the point where you just think that you aren't good enough as a person. Not just as a mom, but as a person. But I'm going to take my power back. And I'm not going to allow myself to feel bad about things that I can't control, to think that I'm not good enough at the things that I know I'm trying my best at. And it's actually really interesting because my father and I, like, you know, we're not like phone people, or at least I'm definitely not a phone person. I don't like I don't enjoy like talking on the phone. It's funny because like I think back to like back in the day when like, you know, before like all the internet and texting and apps and all that jazz, like I know it sounds like the Stone Age to all the Gen Zers that may listen to me, but like we actually used to talk on the phone like in high school. You would like call up someone you liked or call your friends and like talk for hours. And now I'm just like so not a phone person, maybe because like there's so many screens involved in my day-to-day interactions or whatever, but I hate being on the phone. But anyway, I was sick this weekend, so I figured, let me knock out some phone calls. Let me hit up those family members that blow me up all the time that I don't return their phone calls or whatever because I just don't feel like being on the phone. So I got on the phone with my dad, and he was telling me a story about my grandfather. And he said, you know, my grandfather built this amazing business. He started off as he immigrated from Italy and came with nothing to Camden, New Jersey, and became a plumber and wound up building this business that thrived. And he wound up, you know, building all these properties and building and managing all these properties. Long story short, he became very successful at what he did and passed that down to my father. My father has become very successful in his field as well. And so my dad looks at my brother, and my brother can get just very frustrated and very easily. And, you know, my dad was trying to tell him, like, you know, you can't let this stress and anger and frustration control you or take over you. And he told me the story about my grandfather. And he said that when my grandfather came home at night, when his head hit the pillow, like that was it. He was out. And it's funny because I'm not naturally that way. I think I've told you all, like, I'm a total insomniac. Like, I have to take sleeping pills to even be able to get like 5 hours of sleep. Like, if I'm lucky, like, I could probably stay up like forever and like just be like a robot or something. Maybe I'm like built for the future. I don't know. But sleep is not in my nature. My mind is constantly spinning, constantly running. So to hear this, I'm just kind of like, wow, I wish I got that gene. Cause I'm fucking tired all the time. No, but, it's weird. Cause like your body can be physically tired, but my mind will just be nonstop racing. I don't know how to get it to stop. I'll think of every little thing. And my dad does too. He's like, you know, I'll constantly think like, did I write that letter right? Did I send that out? Did I forget to do this for this client or so and so forth? But he said his dad never did that. It was like, he came home, he spent time with his family, he had dinner, and he went to bed. And when he went to bed, that was it. He was out cold until the next morning. And so he finally like asked his dad, like, how can you like be so like peaceful and sleep so well? And like, why can't I do that? And it was this like the simplest thing. He was just like, I know that I did the best that I could do today and yesterday, and I know that tomorrow I'm going to do the best that I can do that day. And that's why when I go to bed not worrying about what I didn't do or what I could have done better, because I already know that I tried my best and I did my best today. So whatever will be, will be. And I just thought that was like, it's sometimes it's just like the most like simplest little ideas, like just try your best, right? And you hear that, you're like, yeah, okay. But like at the end of the day, he's right. Like if you know that you gave it your all in whatever it is that you did that day, you should be able to sleep soundly. Because even if you messed up, or even if like things could have been done better, you did your best, whatever that means to you. And so I think we need to give each other grace. We need to give ourselves some grace. And we need to give ourselves our own power back, because sometimes we can be, you know, our own worst enemy. And I don't like to use that words because they're like almost too harsh and too strong, but like we can be our own interference and we can cause our own self-doubt. And I think it's just a wonderful reminder that if you know that you've tried your best, then let that guilt wash away. Let those concerns, those what ifs, just wash away, cleanse away as you wash your face at night. I don't know, but sleep soundly knowing that you did what you could do in whatever situation you were put in that day. And tomorrow you have an opportunity to try your best all over again. And so, in conclusion, I plan on living this next year of my life, taking my power back, not just from my environment or from others that try to take it from me, or anyone that tries to put me down, or anyone that tries to, you know, belittle me or make me feel guilty or make fun of me, or, you know, in my own head cause self-doubt. I'm taking the power back from everyone, including myself. And that's going to be the strongest version of me yet. So watch out, world, because I think this year you're going to see a whole new Barbie Quinn. And I hope that you love her just as much as I do. Because if you can't love yourself, I mean, that's where it all starts. So cheers to that, my friends. That's my follow-up to my birthday suit confessions. And I'm excited where this year is going to take not just me, but all of us good girls. I've got a lot of exciting things in the works. So thank you for your support. Stay tuned. Like, subscribe, follow, all those things that you're supposed to do, all of the wonderful social media aspects that come along with this. But as always, stay good out there. Until next time.